We brought up the NFC North in a check-in as to who the biggest threat is. I say Green Bay. John says Minnesota. What say you? Todd in Clinton Township, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
I got to go with John, definitely. If J.J. plays smart football, no injuries in that, Minnesota stacked. Offense, defense, I'm not too sure about their special teams, but I'm putting my money on them to win the Super Bowl. But
Whoa, wait, what?
I think Minnesota's going to win the Super Bowl. I think they're going to win it all.
Oh, boy, I'm not going that far.
He's with you, John.
You think they're better than the Lions?
I hate to say it. I do. I hate to say it, but I think they are. And if J.J. plays, has a good year, I mean, he's not a rookie anymore, and maybe this injury is a blessing in disguise. But I think they can do it. I think they can win the Super Bowl. I really do.
Huh. Interesting, Todd. I think you're right on one point. This is a situation for J.J. He doesn't have to go out and be the guy that wins games for them. He basically has to be the quarterback that goes out and not lose it for him.
A.K.A. Sam Darnold.
Right.
Exactly. But
they're not winning the Super Bowl with a Sam Darnold-esque quarterback. Look, I'm not telling you J.J. can't develop into something 2026, 7, 8, right. Whatever. He was injured last year. He did not get real reps the way he would if you were doing the John Jansen method of sitting your rookie quarterback. He didn't get those physical reps.
Right.
John maybe got a bunch of mental reps, but that they're going to drop him into the deep end, win this division, I don't see it, beat the Lions a single time, they haven't done it in 3 years, win the Super Bowl, that's the phone call we just took.
See, I think threat might even be a strong word here because I think the Lions are winning the division. I think we're arguing about second place here because I don't think there's going to be really be a threat. I don't think it's going to be like last year where you come down to the last game. I like the Vikings as the second best team in the NFC North because I actually think J.J. will probably play better than Darnold. There'll be rookie moments. I like J.J.'s accuracy from college. Accuracy is everything in the NFL. And when you have those two receivers, and I also love Jordan Mason as actually their backup running back. He had a really nice season last year with the Niners when he was healthy.
I just want to back up. Sam Darnold last year threw 35 touchdowns. We think J.J.'s coming in out of the box as a rookie and throwing like 40.
It's not all stats all the time, Jim. It's about not making that boneheaded decision like Darnold did. Darnold got exposed in the end. We all thought it was fraudulent.
Sure, but we think a quarterback with no reps is not going to make those mistakes.
And again, I will go back to he doesn't have to be. They needed Sam Darnold to win games last year. I think that the way, and Kevin O'Connell's going to learn. He's a guy that I think is going to adjust year to year. He's not going to expect J.J. to go out there. And they may lose a game because he can't go out there and win. At some point, that's the job of a starting quarterback. Go out there and put together a two-minute drive to win. We've seen Jared Goff do that. We've seen other quarterbacks do that. I'm not saying he can't, but he just simply has to be a guy that goes out there and doesn't lose game form. Don't turn the ball over as much in the back half of the season as Sam Darnold did in the crunch time moments.
And here's my problem, too. Also with the Packers and bringing them maybe down some. I don't think Jordan Love's very good. And this is a very divisive opinion because some people think he's an MVP candidate. I've heard some national people say that. I don't know what you're seeing. I'll go back to the game on the Thursday night last year after Thanksgiving that the Lions beat them. If he was all that, he should have taken advantage of that Lions defense. Mm-hmm. He should have lit them up just like Josh Allen did and just like Jaden Daniels. Problem is, he's not a top 10 quarterback, and that's why he didn't do it, and that's why they didn't win that game.
I won't fight you on that. I think he's probably, without listing all the QBs out, 15, 16.
Yeah, he's middle of the pack.
Yeah. Now, what's J.J.? Because I don't think he's middle of the pack as a rookie. And I know the case is the supporting cast is better in Minnesota. I've watched Green Bay more recently beat Detroit. I've watched Green Bay win a playoff game, something this great Kevin O'Connell has not done, right? So I put Green Bay a little higher right now. A little more stability at quarterback, a little more proven postseason success. The Lions are going to be judged by the postseason, and that's the bigger threat late in the season.
And I know you keep going to, hey, the Vikings haven't beat the Lions, and Green Bay has. The Lions aren't the only opponent they'll be playing.
Right.
But we're discussing in context of, for the Lions. The Lions are going to decide this division by the games they play.
17 games, yeah. And it's not always going to be against Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings.
I mean, you look at a play I don't expect J.J. to make a play like Jordan Love did last year against the Lions in Green Bay. That's an embarrassment, that play was. It's like, I just don't think he's very good, and I think he gets a lot of mileage out of beating a bad, bad Dallas team. By the way, in the playoffs, by the way, when they ran the ball like crazy.
Let's get to Scott in Farmington. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, listen, with regards to Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy comparison, and saying they don't need, you know, they don't need another Sam Darnold, that's exactly what they need. Sam Darnold had two bad games last year. Other than that, against us and then against, I can't remember, in the playoff, the Rams, Sam Darnold lit it up. They would be lucky for J.J. McCarthy to have a Sam Darnold-esque type year again. That would propel them where they need to be. I think it's Green Bay. I think Green Bay is stacked. And I think Green Bay, with the lack of a number one receiver, they have a lot of really good number twos, and I think they're stacked across the board. I think it's Green Bay's our competition.
I'm with you. Appreciate it, Scott. A few ticket texts here. Says, the Lions' biggest threat in the North is the Pack. I never thought Ben Johnson was the dude making things happen here, so I think the Bears fell for the hot name and will be a mess. Ben is not a head coach. Says, the Vikings have QB questions. We just got to stay healthy.
I think health is going to play a large factor into the success of the Detroit Lions this year.
Tech says we'll lose at the Ravens, Chiefs, Redskins, and Philly. That leaves us three L's to play with, even if one's at Green Bay on opening day. It says, don't forget about the biggest NFC North threat. I don't care about one seeds. Or it says, don't care about the biggest threat. Don't care about one seeds. Forget glitz and glamour. We're our own biggest threat. If we handle business, we're unstoppable. Trent and Milligan. Doing an eyeball test of the Packers' schedule, they could win 12 games.
Tom, you got your own city now? Did they rename?
Milligan, not Milligan.
Did it say Milligan?
Milligan.
I thought it said Millington.
Oh.
Mew.
Sorry.
Millington.
I'm Tecumseh.
You're in his head.
It's all the love.
Yeah, he's in my head.
Yeah, they renamed Tecumseh. It's Milligan Town.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, ticket text, talk a little Lions football today and take an inventory of the landscape in the NFC North. John says the biggest threat's the Vikings. I say the Packers. What say you? Nobody's saying the Bears. This one says Ben Johnson is giving red flags of Matt Patricia.
Was a Patricia hire?
That's a good point. He did hire him, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
So I think there is a little bit of a I'm the smartest guy in the room out of Ben Johnson, and that's the trait that Patricia had. Patricia was a jerk, too, at times. I don't know about Ben Johnson with that.
I'm going to laugh behind the mic there.
Right. You got to watch the laugh for. Jerk at times.
Yeah.
Ticket text says, McCarthy has the weapons, but as a young QB, many mouths to feed could be dangerous. Does he feel he needs to force the ball to Jefferson or Addison to keep them happy?
You're going to have to, you're the quarterback. And even though you're in your second year, even if you are a rookie, you have to be the one that controls that huddle. And I know there's a lot of big personalities, but here's the thing. I don't think Jefferson is going to, from what we saw in the wide receiver, premiere or series that they had on Netflix.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to be the guy to me that's going to say, hey, you know what? I need more touches. You're going to get leadership from him as well. He seems to be more of a guy, I just want to win.
Green Bay is definitely the bigger threat. Goff reads a Flores defense like it was a nursery rhyme, Adam in Royal Oak. He's right. Teddy Bridgewater making an NFL comeback. Does Detroit make the call from a texter, John? I think we see how Hooker looks this week, and unless it's absolutely spectacular,
yeah,
we already know they trust Teddy Bridgewater more in a critical crunch time postseason.
They brought him out of retirement after winning a state championship at his high school coach.
Yeah.
Now to be the backup quarterback of the number one seed team.
Just one other thing on JJ quick too. He's got Hockenson. And JJ was used to throwing to tight ends in college. And a lot of college QBs aren't used to that anymore. Most offenses don't utilize a tight end that much.
Right.
I think that matters a little bit. It's a
safety
blanket.
Well, the thing that will amaze him is having a receiver that can catch a ball.
Is this allowed? McCarthy will lead the NFC North in interceptions. Shoot the boot guarantee. We'll pass that along to the midday show. Tech says, I think it's obvious it's Green Bay. Minnesota is the law of regression team. They can't be that lucky 2 years in a row with an unproven quarterback. And Tech says, as a lifelong Packer fan, you can't say them. There is no biggest threat. The other three teams will all be below 500. None of them have good enough rosters.